The New Girl, written by Sri Divya Venkat. There is a new girl at Mira's bus stop today. Everyone stares at her. No one talks to her. On the school bus, everybody sits with their friends. The new girl sits alone. At school, Salma Miss has a surprise for Mira and her classmates. We have a new friend in our classroom. It is the new girl. Everyone stares at the new girl. She looks different, they say. Salma Miss says they must be kind and helpful to Zeni. That's the name of the new girl. Mira remembers being the new girl once. Nobody spoke to her. Nobody played with her. She smiles at Zeni. Zeni smiles back. During art period, Mira shares her crayons with Zeni. At recess, they share their lunch. They sit together on the bus ride home and even play in the evening. They are best friends. Some children make fun of Zeni. They call her names that mean foreigner. She is Indian, Mira tells them angrily. But they simply laugh. Zeni is upset. It's okay to be different, Mira tells her. Mira has often heard her mother say that to her brother, who gets teased about his glasses. One day, Salma Miss gives them a new project. Everyone is excited. Everyone, except Zeni. What should I do, Mira? She asks. Don't worry, Zeni. You can talk about your family, festivals, or your home, Mira tells her. But they will laugh at me, Mira, she says. When you speak, just look at the people who are nice to you, Mira tells her, remembering her mother's words. When the big day arrives, there is plenty of excitement in the classroom. Salma Miss takes pictures of them in their costumes. Zeni is not to be seen. She was not at the bus stop either. Mira hopes she is not skipping school on this special day. Soon, it is time to begin. Pat is wearing a traditional Angarako Chorno from Gujarat. His twin sister, Pooja, is wearing a Chaniya Choli. Together, they perform the Garba. Veena sings a beautiful freedom song in Tamil, her mother tongue. Other children talk about festivals and traditions, food, and famous people of India. When it is Mira's turn, she proudly presents a slideshow about the princely state of Rajasthan, where she was born. Then, someone with tall headgear walks in. It is Zeni. They can hardly recognize her with her costume and makeup. Mira can tell that she is nervous. I come from Mizoram, one of India's 29 states, Zeni begins. Everyone listens intently. They've never heard her speak so much. My dress is called a punche. Now I will show you a mizo dance called chelam. Salma Miss turns on the music. Zenny begins to move gracefully, enjoying herself. Some children giggle, but she ignores them. She is enjoying herself so much that nothing can stop her. Soon, Salma Miss joins Zenny. A few children dance along too. Others, like Mira, clap to the rhythm of the music. Everyone is having fun. When the music stops, so does Zenny. There is a sudden silence in the classroom. Salma Miss applauds. The entire class joins in. On the bus ride home, Zenny is very happy. You were right, Mira. It's okay to be different. No one teases Zenny anymore. She is now one of them. The end.